All right, it was about a year ago at this time, I told you guys, pretty interesting story. We went and played a backyard party, and that was for a fundraiser for Jub Jams, one of the auction items that we had. And at this backyard party, met this singer-songwriter named Jack Blocker. And we started talking about music and writing songs, and he said, yeah, and I'm about to go on American Idol. And I said, wow, that's great. And he came up, did a couple of songs with us. Really nice guy. Had this incredible voice. But I have to be honest, at the time, I thought, what are there, 1,200 people that try out for American Idol? How's this going to work out for the guy? But at least we knew somebody who was trying out, so we tuned in. The first episode when they were showing the different tryouts around America. And here's Jack trying out, and they pretty much told him no thank you. And Katy Perry had some kind of sharp things to say about him. But then the production crew basically told the judges, are you crazy? This guy has an incredible voice. This is exactly the type of person we're looking for. They brought him back out on the set. They had him do another song. And they gave him his ticket to Hollywood. And then off he went. And he would advance to the next week and the next week. And he was in the final 30, final 20, final 12. And the next thing you know, he's in the final four. He ends up finishing in third place. And he didn't win it, but as we'll talk to him, it may have worked out even better for him because he now has a record deal in Nashville. He's writing songs. He's performing. He's touring. And tonight he plays at the Granada here in Dallas. And joining us now on the ticket is our buddy Jack Blocker. Morning, Jack.
Morning. What's going on, fellas?
Well, not much. What's your life been like here in the last 5 months or so?
It's been busier than it was last time I met you, and that's a good thing. Honestly, I mean, I've been praying for busy for a while, and so just having work and music is a blessing. So yeah, I've been playing a good bit of shows and meeting folks around Nashville and writing songs and so I'm kind of on a little tour right now, and then next week actually I'll be back in Nashville and recording a new album with some of those songs.
That's great. And I saw you got a record deal with BBR, and that's Jelly Roll and Lainey Wilson too, right?
Okay, dude, get this. That is fake.
It's fake.
That it was fake news on Facebook.
Oh, people, no. But you do have a record deal. You do have a record deal.
I'm working on it right now, and I'm talking with a few folks about that. And I hate to tell you that because like my entire family got ball sacked with that.
No, I got it. Yeah. Well, I just assumed that was it because I heard you had a record deal, and I said, oh, wow, it's with Jelly Roll's company and all that.
So that's like actually the company that partners with Idol. So it was extremely believable and annoying that it was going out. That's I guess one of the side effects of my name being out there a little bit more. Most of those are good things in the music industry, and sometimes with AI going on, people just type in stories about Jack Blocker to get clicks. And that was one of them that came out.
Well, you are on tour. Yeah, we know that much. Yeah. And exactly. You are playing the Granada tonight. We know that. And
those are confirmed straight from the source.
Well, that's awesome. At what point did you think, okay, this may work out for me? Was it when they called you back and you made it, or was it making it a few rounds through? When did you start thinking, okay, this could turn into something?
Definitely not when they called me back and I made it. I mean, that was a pretty surreal experience. But when I went to Hollywood for the first time, I kind of thought I was maybe I had one more chance to sing. And that's kind of why I sang a Hank Williams song in that round. I was like, they're probably not going to like this one either, but at least I'm going to have some fun doing it. Because, I mean, the people that were around me singing were the best I'd ever heard in my life. I mean, just phenomenal singers and artists. So I really didn't have many expectations on going far until probably it got to like 10 or 12. And I was like, well, I guess there's a chance now. I mean, well, it has to be. But, yeah, so it took me a minute to kind of buy into it.
On that show and during the taping, what is your interaction with the judges like? Do you ever get close to them, or is it just when you're on stage?
Yeah, as it progressed, like at the beginning, you kind of just see them when they're on camera and they're just kind of in TV mode. But after when the shows were live, they would come spend some time with us and they picked some songs for us at one point, and they were like actually really thoughtful about it, which was cool. Katy Perry picked that Willie Nelson song for me that was playing when we came back to the segment, which was actually pretty cool because that's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, and I almost think that was where you maybe went up a level when you performed that song. That really went viral after you did that.
yeah, it was a cool moment. I really really enjoyed that, and that was something that I knew that I could do, I guess, but I hadn't really done anything like it on the show, so it ended up being pretty fun.
This is the Ticket's own Jack Blocker, who plays the Granada tonight, finished third on American Idol this past spring, and is now in Nashville making it in the music business. This is what you wanted, right? You played in Arkansas last night. You got Dallas tonight. How extensive a tour is this? How many dates do you see yourself playing this year?
This year I love to, I mean, that's the goal after, I release the album is to play as many shows, many places as will take me. But this tour is just, I'm just playing Nashville, Fayetteville and Dallas. And those are three places I've lived. So I kind of just wanted to do some, I guess you call it hometown shows. And so I'm wrapping that up with the real hometown show, which is Dallas. I went to school in Fayetteville. I'm a Razorback, so Arkansas is a little bit home for me. Yeah.
That makes sense. Where'd you play last night? George's or?
Yeah, I played at George's.
Yeah,
played at George's. I used to work at George's when I was in school. I was a stagehand there. So I go way back with George's Majestic.
So who have you met in Nashville? Who have you been hanging out with? Have you had a chance to meet some people maybe you idolized?
Yeah, there's some really cool folks, like the guy that's producing my record coming up next week. He's produced albums for some I guess like more recent heroes of mine, a guy named Coulter Wall. He's a country artist out of Canada. A guy named Vincent Neil Emerson, that is a local Texas guy, and so I've gotten some connections with those folks through this guy, and I just reached him out kind of cold email, because I had looked up to his work for a long time, and we've ended up getting to hang out after that. But yeah, it's been cool for I mean there to be tons of doors opened through the Idol thing. I wasn't looking forward to being on TV as a career. I wanted to make albums and play shows, and so it's totally opened up opportunities to be able to do that.
So what's the timing that you would like to see in the release of the record?
Hopefully after Christmas and New Year's, so sometime early in 2025. We'll go into the studio next week and we'll record it with the band all in one room, and so once we record it, should be pretty close to done.
I just read on social media that you're doing a huge concert down in Houston with Taylor Swift and Beyonce. Did I just get ballsacked?
Yeah, I think you did.
I think you're ballsacked.
Oh man,
I don't think they want me for that one.
I don't know. Maybe someday.
There was one the other day that said I got shot. I'm serious.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, my mom sent it to me. She was like, "You're good, right?"
Oh man, like,
yeah, that's terrible.
It's all happening. Gordon enjoys fake news making its rounds.
There's no truth anymore.
How do you like Nashville? You like living there?
I do like it. I like it a lot. It's it reminds us of the places where you can live, and I mean you can live anywhere and make music, but of the music hubs being kind of Nashville, New York, LA, I far prefer Nashville to the others.
Yeah. Well, that's great, and it's great you're back in town tonight. Hope the show goes well at the Granada, and yeah, we hope to see you soon.
Man, yeah, you too. Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate you guys.
You bet. Good luck to you.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks,
there,
y'all.
There he goes from American Idol. This past spring finished third, Jack Blocker. Returning
cool
home
story.
To Dallas tonight. Yeah.
Very cool story. I can't believe that many fake stories go around about people like that.
Yeah, could you imagine
Have you
that?
Noticed how hard it is to get quality information online now?
Yes.
Like, I'll be trying to research something, and everything just seems to be AI-generated, and it's so hard to find an actual human who's put together a...
I just got totally ball-sacked on that. Because I heard the information that he had a record deal, and then just looked it up. Oh, yeah, BBR, okay.
Tyler and I are in here high-fiving when he said you got ball-sacked.
Okay, don't root for my failure. I fail enough. You don't have to root for it.